Hey, it's Lisa Carlin from Attacking Third to tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend. The Hyundai Santa Fe features available all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, plus available dual wireless charging pads, ensuring that you can take on any adventure. It's ski season, and with the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, I can easily load the car with all my gear plus my friends in the third row and make it right to the base of the slopes with all-wheel drive. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hello and welcome to Attacking Third, a CBS Sports Soccer podcast. I'm Sandra Arred, I lead NWSL writer for CBS Sports. Joined today, as always, by my colleague and co-host Lisa Roman, NWSL analyst and broadcaster. On today's episodes, we're going to be previewing this weekend's matches in NWSL. We have all five games going on, all 10 teams participating in NWSL action. Before we get into our preview, a quick reminder to follow us on Twitter at Attacking Third. Also, head on over to our YouTube page and hit subscribe to never miss a new video, interview, or whenever we go live. Plus, you can catch great extended highlights of NWSL matches. So head on over to youtube.com/attackingthird and hit subscribe. Lisa, how are you doing today? Ready to preview these matches?
I'm so ready. Full slate of games ahead. I'm excited to talk about them, Sandra.
I am too. It feels good to have like a full slate of games to recap. There was a pause in the regular season there for a second in light of all of the off-field things going on and impacting the league. And then we had some midweek action there. But now we're back to weekend action for this league. And I'm excited to get into all these games. We've got five games on the schedule, a doubleheader taking place on Saturday, a tripleheader taking place on Sunday. Let's get into these Saturday matches really quickly. We have Orlando Pride versus New Jersey, New York, Gotham FC. Orlando Pride finally getting back onto the pitch in this one. They were one of the teams that did not have a midweek game. And this is a bit of a quick turnaround for New Jersey, New York, Gotham FC. They were one of the teams that had a midweek match. So there could be some things coming into play in terms of travel, you know, short rest, fatigue on the legs. We'll see what happens. And Orlando is hosting this one, Lisa, and that's not always an easy place to play in terms of sunny Florida. And I'm a little curious to see how this will go. Let's do our picks. We love doing our picks, Lisa. Last week, well, during the midweek matches, we were very proud to come on and recap and say that we got every single one of our picks wrong. So I'm absolutely looking forward to going through these games with you and checking out and seeing if we keep our streak going. I would actually really like to see our incorrect streak going and see if we actually get that keep that going for our listeners here. But in this one with Orlando Pride and Gotham, what are you going to be looking at and who are you picking?
So Gotham played midweek, like you mentioned, and Orlando Pride hasn't played since September 26th, two Sundays ago, which they took a loss to OL Reign in that match. And Orlando Pride, they've been up and down throughout this season. Their consistency hasn't really been there. We saw an increase right when Becky Burley took over the Pride, an increase in consistency with the squad and returning from the Olympics. But this is the end of the season. This is when teams need points. And for Orlando Pride, they are right on the bubble of the cutoff line for playoffs. They sit in number six right now in the standings. They need this win. Gotham also needs this win. But because that Gotham had that midweek match, which Carly Lloyd played 90 minutes, it was her farewell tour in Philadelphia. They're going to be tired. They're going to be tired. This is a really, really quick turnaround from Wednesday to Saturday. And because of that, I think we could see a little bit of player rotation in the Gotham lineup side of things, which could make for a really interesting match. But I still think Gotham comes out on top in this one. Who do you think, Pride or Gotham?
You know what? I think you, as always, put forth a compelling argument, but I'm not too sure. I think Gotham is entering a very crucial part of their schedule right now. And they're going to have multiple quick turnarounds to sort of close out their season. So if they are going to continue their playoff push, it absolutely starts now. They're coming off of a draw. They picked up a point. Still not enough to get them out of that sort of eighth position in the standings where they've kind of been sitting for the last few weeks now. Still on the outside looking in. And if there is a very important game that they're taking a look at in which they can leapfrog a little bit, it probably is this one circled on the camera. We did see some player rotation coming out of those midweek matches. So maybe a bit of preparation, you know, looking ahead a little bit, you know, in terms of preparing for a match like this from Scott Parkinson for Gotham and maybe trying to keep an eye on where and how and who they could steal some points from. But I would echo that there's a similar sentiment there for Orlando Pride, as this is a team that has now dropped into the sixth place position. They have watched some teams leapfrog over them a little bit in these playoff standings, and this is going to be a big one for them too. And I'm sure they're not happy coming off of that big 3-0 loss that they had against OL Reign. Not the performance that they want to keep hanging around in the back of their head as they try to continue to better their position. So I think I'm actually going to go with the home side in this one. I think this is going to be the game where the attack tries to time their runs and get one in behind that very stingy Gotham defense. But it's going to take a lot of effort from Orlando's back line as well. I'm probably going to be looking at someone like Natalie Krieger to see if she could lob those balls like she's been doing for Sydney LaRue at times during this season.
And we know that Orlando's attack can score goals. Just two matches ago, they had the big three scoring against Racing Louisville when they walked out of that win 3-1. It was Alex Morgan, Sydney LaRue, and Marta all scoring goals. So they can do it.
And that's the other angle in this one too. Like both of these teams have players that are finally sort of returning to form coming off of big injuries, whether it's with Gotham with Margaret Purse and Paige Monahan, or for Orlando Pride with somebody like an Alex Morgan. So I think this has the potential to be a really big game. And I like that we're choosing each team. So we'll see what happens in this one. Heading into this second and final match for Saturday, it's Washington Spirit versus Racing Louisville FC. Similar vibe for both of these clubs. Another game with another quick turnaround that we're watching. Some of these two teams that did also participate in the midweek matches. But I would say maybe a little bit more on the line in this one, Lisa, for a team like Washington Spirit versus Racing Louisville. We've been talking a lot about the timeline of things. And while there is still some weeks left in the regular season for certain teams to make a playoff push, we're starting to see that maybe not be the case for some other teams. And Racing Louisville coming off of a big loss against North Carolina Courage 3-1, and Washington Spirit coming off of a scoreless draw against Gotham FC. They really need the points to get themselves back on in. Having those tiebreakers come into play, we're starting to see with this narrow table, even if you're level on points, those head-to-heads, those goal differentials are coming into play. And now heading into this weekend's matchups of games, Washington Spirit are in the seventh place, just on the outside, looking back into that playoff position. With the short turnaround, I think I'm going to be going with the home team in this one, Lisa. I think it might come into play a little bit. I think the rest is going to be helpful. And I think that the Washington Spirit are maybe a little, or they're feeling it a little bit, that they didn't come away with a better result in that previous game against Gotham FC. There was some really good dynamic attacks happening within that game against the Gotham, and they just couldn't find the finishing. It was really great to see that front three, that interchanging attack with Hatch, with Sanchez, with Rodman, and then just not being able to find the finishing in the final third there. So maybe a little bit of disjointedness happening with sort of the pausing and the stopping and the going for the Spirit. This is a team that didn't play in a month. They had to forfeit two games based on a breach of medical protocol. The international break in the middle of that, you know, sort of not being able to have that time together. So I think they're really looking for a game to have a full, complete 90-minute performance. And I think this is going to be the game for them to do it. I got Spirit in this one. How about you?
I'm also taking Spirit. I'll just jump to the gun here. I'm also taking them. Both teams coming off of the midweek match, so I think that cancels out a little bit because both teams, neither game during the week on Wednesday was a cakewalk for either side, because Washington played against a really, really tough Gotham team and ended scoreless in that one. And Washington had chances, but not that many in that game against Gotham. Trinity Rodman didn't really break through. Hatch and Sanchez didn't get so many clinical finishes on goal. But against a Gotham defense, that's really, really tight. And now when they look at Racing Louisville's side and who they have lining up for them, I think that the foot race is on for Washington, and they can win the foot race in the front three that they have running at Louisville's back line. But we can't forget that Savannah McCaskill for Racing Louisville just knocked down a banger this week against North Carolina. And that goal is something that we haven't seen a lot from Savannah McCaskill. Usually when she picks up the ball in the middle of the pitch and she dribbles even towards the top of the 18, she doesn't always look to go to goal. She doesn't always look to shoot it. She looks to find that final pass, which she is very, very good at playing that final ball. But if she can be that really dangerous shooting threat and get some points on the board by scoring goals, her game will change and it will truly, truly elevate, becoming that triple threat attacking midfielder position. Maybe we'll get a goal from her. I want some high scoring games, high scoring action. So I'm going to take Washington, but by a few goals. So 2-1, we saw even a 3-2 during the week. So I'll take a 3-2 in this match, but I think Spirit will come out on top.
Right on. I feel that. So we're 2-2 for when it goes for the Spirit versus Racing Louisville match. That's going to be it for Saturday's slate of matches. There's a triple header on Sunday, right after Saturday's matches. So we will get into a preview of those three games right after a quick break.
Finding the right cleat can be transformative. Believe me, I've worn plenty during my career. So getting the right balance is crucial. The cleat needs to feel good on your foot, but also feel good connecting with the ball. The New Balance Furon 7 Plus is built with both of those points in mind, offering overall comfort and precise striking in the game's fastest moments. Because, as I learned the hard way, because I didn't possess much of it, speed matters in soccer. That's why the Furon 7 Plus is built for accuracy and precision at rapid pace, and is engineered specifically for use on firm ground. Why is this the ideal cleat, I hear you ask? Well, not to get too scientific, but the Furon 7 Plus offers a lightweight yet supportive hypo-knit with mesh lining upper construction and is paired with offset lacing for a truer strike of the ball, which is a long way of me saying that your game will immediately get better when these are on your feet. Learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Sunday, Lisa, it's three games on the slate. I do love a triple header on a Sunday where just you have so many options to go through. Pick a game, pick any game. There's going to be a game for you. Let's take a look at how these roll out. We've got Kansas City NWSL kicking things off against Portland Thorns FC. Quick turnaround for the Portland Thorns. Kansas City getting back into action this weekend, the fresher of the legs, and they're going to be hosting this match. It's a big one as they're the last place team going up against the first place team in the league right now. Let's just get right into it, Lisa. What are you going to be looking at in this match, and who are you picking and why?
So this one, I'm actually super excited for. It's looking at the standings and point-wise, it may not seem that great. Portland has 38 points and Kansas City, bottom of the table, 11 points. However, Kansas City is a team that can get a little chip on their shoulder and they can say, listen, we're facing the number one team in the league right now, a team that is notoriously known for winning and being very good and being very consistent. And Portland has a lot of really good players. But Kansas City, they didn't play during the midweek matches and Portland did. So they've had a bit more rest. And that rest is good for Kansas City. Last time they played was against Washington Spirit. They lost 2-1, but they scored a goal. They scored. It was a beautiful shot from Darian Jenkins. But it sounds a little weird to say they scored a goal, but they can do it. They have a lot of power in their attack. And when the moments come, they can put shots on the board. Now, Portland, they're coming off of their second loss in a row, something that we have not seen from the Thorns in a very long time. They need to bounce back. This is very unusual for the Thorns. Even against teams that they've been playing against, that they're playing pretty well. They played very well against Houston during the midweek match, even though they lost 3-2 in that one. But they still scored goals and they still played really well. I think Portland will get back to their winning ways in this one and come out on top of Kansas City. I'm going for like my score lines here in this preview. I want a lot of goals from Portland. I just want like so many goals. Like we had a few 5-0 games throughout this regular season. Can we get another one? I mean, that kind of stinks for Kansas City. Maybe they'll get a goal. I'll take 5-1. I'll do 5-1 on Kansas City on the board again.
I feel that. I would like a big game from Portland again. I feel like they opened up their season with that and maybe they're primed to do that again, because I just don't know if this Portland Thorns team is built this season to lose 3 consecutive games in a row. I just don't know if that's possible. I'm sure we'll find out on Sunday, because this is definitely a league that has shown us anything can happen, but I'm not too sure if this is the match in which that does happen. Kansas City, there's always some danger, right? When you're the team that's sort of favored going up against a team that has nothing to lose, right? That's sort of a momentum that can come into play and shift a little bit, where the lower ranked team can kind of play a little bit more fearless against a team that is has been leading the regular season for a large majority this year, and really is still trying to clinch that playoff spot during this final stretch of the season. So while the Shield is still something that's very much up for grabs, teams are out here still trying to nail down their playoff spot moving forward. So I'm sure the Thorns would like to get that done sooner rather than later. And I'm going to be going with them in this one as well. Short rest or not, I think Thorns are going to walk away with the victory in this one. Let's take a look at the second game on the slate for Sunday. It's Houston Dash versus North Carolina Courage. Houston Dash hosting this one in BBVA Stadium in Texas. I'm just going to hop right to it myself too, Lisa. I'm going to be going with the Dash in this one. I'm going to be going with the Dash in this one. The Dash have shown that they tend to play these higher ranking teams pretty tough. And Houston isn't an easy place to play into, but I don't think the Courage are too unfamiliar with playing in some hot, humid, muggy weather, as they hail from Cary, North Carolina themselves. But Houston Dash coming off of that short window of rest, but so are North Carolina Courage, and this time they'll be on the road. So like you echoed earlier, I think that kind of cancels things out in this one. Mm-hmm. The shorter red, both of the teams are going to be dealing with that. Both of these teams are going to be dealing with the same elements. But Houston Dash have shown with that big win against Portland Thorns that maybe they're entering a little bit of a different momentum shift in this final stretch of the season for them. With so many other teams in the mix for this their own respective playoff pushes, they're battling for positioning on the table. And their recent win against the Thorns has them, you know, they leapfrog into the upper half of the table. But I think what was more impressive about that win than just them making that big leap in the standings was that they went on the road in a tough place to play in. And while they almost looked like they were going to do what they have done before in the past, let a game go, that didn't happen. They were able to sort of come together and nail down that win and walk away with a 3-2 victory. So I'm looking for another one from them in this game against North Carolina, although I don't know if it's going to be that big of a scoreline. But if Rachel Daly continues to produce what she's been doing for the Dash, I think they've got a really good shot.
You're saying we could see more incredible header goals from Rachel Daly? It's a possibility.
I would like to see it. I would.
I like this. So you're going with Houston right off the bat. I'm going to bait our listeners and bait you about who I'm going to pick. this matchup is huge. Both teams coming off wins, midweek wins. So yes, the minute management that cancels out, but each team scored 3 goals this week. That's a lot of goals. That's a lot of scoring. And especially from two teams, North Carolina specifically, who hasn't scored that many goals throughout this regular season. They've been in a little bit of a scoring rut. Even though they get wins, they're usually really narrow, which isn't the traditional North Carolina way. And Houston Dash, they've had so many ups and downs, and to come out against a Portland Thorns team and knock away 3 great, great goals, almost let the win slip away, but they close it out at the end with a player like Rachel Daly. I think that the tenacity that we saw from Houston Dash is something that we knew was always inside of the Dash, but it hasn't really been exposed throughout this season. And now the beast has been unleashed, so to say. In the standings, though, this is a game that matters. This is really, really that matters. North Carolina has 32 points and Houston has 29. They're number 3 and number 4, respectively. This is a must win for both of these sides. I love that you're going with Houston. I have a feeling that Houston might win this one, but I honestly see it as a draw. I do. As much as I hate draws and I don't want to see it, it's going to be a very, very well-played match. But I think it comes out even at the end of it.
You know what? We were due for a draw, and I'm glad that you picked one for this match. Let's head on into this final match, closing out Sunday's triple header. It is OL Reign versus Chicago Red Stars. Both of these teams not seeing midweek action, so getting a bit of a rest in this one, having the extended time coming off of the pause of games versus compared to last week. And OL Reign, before the pause in this break, probably considered the hottest team in the league right now, climbing the table, picking up results left and right. Laura Harvey doing phenomenal stuff with this team tactically on the pitch, watching the different rotations taking place within the formation there for OL Reign, and just seeing these lights out performances, mm-hmm. big games from big players, whether it's somebody like a Jess Fishlock, Jennifer Marozan, Bethany Balser leading the Golden Boot race. And the Chicago Red Stars coming off of a really big win themselves against the first place Portland Thorns, putting together one of those performances that a lot of people are circling and saying might have been their best performance mm-hmm. of the year. And maybe a little bit unpredictable too. Not sure a lot of people had them peg picking up that win against that Portland Thorns side. So these are two teams with different stakes in this game. You've got an OL Reign side again, super in form at the moment, sitting in at number 2, obviously keeping an eye on that Shield, chasing that as well. But this is a Chicago Red Stars side that doesn't have a ton of games remaining on their schedule in terms of their playoff push and trying to add a little bit of cushion for themselves in the league standings. They currently sit at number 5 on the table after the midweek matches, and that middle of the upper half of the table is very, very clogged. When you're talking about 3rd place, 4th place, 5th place, and 6th place, 32 teams with 29 points, 28 points. So anything can happen over this week. But I'm due for a draw, Lisa. And this is the game that I think is going to end in a draw. More than the very talented players on each side of the roster going head-to-head and matching up pretty well with each other, this is probably one of my favorite head coaching battles in the league. Having the return of Laura Harvey come back in, and having Rory Dames and Laura Harvey both sort of having their teams go head-to-head, they tend to play each other to some really entertaining matches. And there have been a number of draws at times, and it's always very interesting to sort of see both of these coaches take on their respective teams on the road. So digging back deep into the memory bank with going to Seattle and perhaps having to play in a place like Memorial, or for Laura Harvey having to go to a place like SeatGeek, they were difficult places for either teams to pick up wins. So it's always very interesting to see these two head coaches go head to head. They both have a lot of respect for each other, and I think that always reflects in the games. So the Reigns attack, maybe having some difficulty sometimes with Chicago's organization. So I think this is the game that might be slated for a draw, and that's what I'm going for in this one. And I think it might be a low one at that.
Oh, a low one too. We're getting the draw and the score line from Sandra. Finally, I've been waiting all episode for it. Yes, the coaching battle here. I've circled this one. So I circled, looking at the schedule, I tend to put circles around the games I'm really pumped for. Houston Dash versus North Carolina. I think that'll be a really big battle. And then OL Reign versus Chicago. This was my second star. They're playing at the same time, so I'm a little annoyed, but that's okay. That's what dual monitors are for, Sandra. We can do it. We can handle it. The coaching battle, you're so right, between Laura Harvey and Rory Dames is going to be played, and viewers watching this game are going to be like 5 minutes behind because both of these coaches are so intelligent in the game, and the moves that they will be making, chess match moves, will be about 5 or 6 steps ahead. And by the time we see things unfold, they're already making 10 more steps down the road that both sides are doing. So the play between these two is going to be phenomenal. The goal scoring from OL Reign that we've seen in the past has really been stepped up. The goal scorers that they have right now are just huge. And for Chicago, they're really finding their stride in their attack and their organization defensively. Now, Sandra, you did touch on the standings and how tight they are. And when I look at Chicago and I look at Rory Dames and how he runs his team and how he maps out the schedule and the standings, the day one when they get the schedule, that's what he does. This is the point in the season where he needs to pick up points. He doesn't like being so close to the bottom, sitting number 5 right now and the cutoff point being 6. He wants to be higher in the standings, as does every team. However, for Rory Dames, he's known how he was going to play at this point. If he got to this point in the season and they were lower in the standings, this is a win for them. I could see Chicago coming out in this match and we see something different, or we see a team and we're like, where was this 3 weeks ago? Their organization is just phenomenal. Their counterattack is seamless and quick, going through their center mids out the other side, finding Mal Pugh on a through ball in behind OL Reign's back line. I could see some magic from Chicago, whereas OL Reign, we've seen the magic from them so far, and we know what they're going to give fans and they're going to give Chicago. As for my picks, I really don't know. I'm just going to be really honest with you. I could see Chicago winning and I'd be like pleasantly surprised, but I could also see OL Reign coming away with this one. I'm going to go OL Reign. I'm just going to do it because they're at the top of the table and 3 more points for them would really help them in the standings as well. I want to see Bethany Balser just continue to score goals and Liz Holmer continue to score goals and just be magic on the ball. I'm going OL Reign. I talked myself into it.
Right on. Well, we'll see how everything shakes out and plays out after this weekend slate of matches. Let's take a quick look at these standings before we exit our episode. Still in first place, Portland Thorns with 38 points. In number 2, OL Reign with 35 points. North Carolina Courage sit at number 3 with 32 points. Houston Dash in fourth place with 29 points. Chicago Red Stars at number 5 with 29 points. Orlando Pride in sixth place with 28 points. In the 7th place standing on the outside looking in is Washington Spirit with 27 points. In 8th place is New Jersey New York Gotham FC with 26 points. At number 9 is Racing Louisville with 17 points. And in 10th place is Kansas City NWSL with 11 points. Everyone, I want to thank you all for listening. Please follow us on Twitter at Attacking Third. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere you listen to your podcast show. If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts with a question, Lisa and I will answer it as part of our mailbag segment. And we're also available as video, so please subscribe to us on YouTube. Visit youtube.com/attackingthird. And we will be back Sunday with a weekend recap of NWSL matches. For Sandra Herrera and Lisa Roman, this was Attacking Third.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.